defensively. Second half, we only allowed 14 points by them in the third quarter, which was great. Points in the paint in the first half was almost 40. Second half, we held them to about 20 points in the paint. So our defensive intensity picked up. We rebounded the ball better, got stops. I will take the time out there at the end. I was terrified that we were going to lose the ball when DB was fighting for it. I'm very glad Keontae made those free throws. But it would have been a lot of fun to finish the game with an Isaiah fast break dunk. But it is what it is. We won the game. So,
how are you feeling?
I'm tired. I lost my voice almost, but I feel good. The guys played hard. Like, that's the thing. Like, there was a couple opportunities in the game where we could have gone into the tank, and we didn't. Like, credit to the vets. Credit for Keontae to step up there and make those free throws. Like, that's huge for a second-year guy to do. But I feel good. I'm glad we won.
What do you think of just in general the Elam ending?
I like it. That's a little craziness to the end. It's fun. Like, when you get into that situation, when we're up three, I would have liked to go for more twos. Like, at that point, you're up three. We don't need threes at that point. Like, I would have loved for us to attack the rim a little bit more there. But the Elam ending is a lot of fun.
Do you think there's a chance it could ever, like, enter into the NBA world?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe in-season tournament would be a cool time to do it. Like, I could see that as something to try for the in-season tournament. Regular season playoffs, like, I would be shocked if we ever do that. But it gets a little crazy out there, but it was fun.
Still the right decision to foul three?
So that's where I go back and forth with. I think so. I'd like to foul up three, personally. I would have been, you know, hitting myself over the head if he would have made that three. It was a decision I made. Maybe I shouldn't have done it knowing that Zach Edey's in. But I was, you know, hoping with that little amount of time, our guys would be able to just tip it out. But, you know, I'm a big proponent of it, so I thought it was good. Credit to Keontae. He executed it perfectly. Took a ton of time off the clock, fouled before he went up, rose up. It was great.
Speaking of Keontae, just his overall game, I mean, scored a lot of points, maybe missed some shots. Like, how do you kind of evaluate how he did tonight, kind of good and bad?
You know, okay, he didn't shoot the ball great, but I think the best thing for him and us as a team in general was that he stayed composed. Like, for him to walk up and hit those free throws was huge. We were putting the ball in his hands until he got a little tired there at the end, and Isaiah started to bring it up. But he played great. Like, he, you know, got guys in the right spot the majority of the time offensively. I thought he played pretty well defensively, especially in the second half. It was a little ugly, but they fought, they competed. Like, that's what we care about. We can clean it up. It's game one. So I'm just glad that they stuck with it and kept fighting right to the end.
What stood out to you about Isaiah's performance?
His speed. I think his speed is something we can definitely use. He's got great feel, too, in those split games with him up top. He's almost like a DB or running back when he's up top in those high splits. Just has a really good feel for when to slip and get down there. You know, it was game one for him. I think he can, you know, do even more. I think all of our guys can do more. You know, Bryce didn't shoot the ball well tonight, but he's had a great spring, great summer. I'm not worried about it. It's one game. You know, I talked to Bryce in the locker room. Like, we move on to tomorrow and go from there. But it was a good night, good win.
Probably Taylor and Cody, you don't evaluate based on box score. So what do you want to evaluate them on, and how do you think they did?
I thought Taylor was great there at the end defensively. He did a really good job. Something that he's not used to is navigating those pick and rolls up top. I thought he did a really good job. They were bringing him in those pick and rolls, and he did a good job getting into the body and getting through it, pursuing the pick and roll. So to me, like, him defensively and just as a whole throughout the game, like, that was – the biggest thing I was impressed with was how he was navigating that stuff.
How often do you want them switching that? Is it depending on who else is out there or?
On the pick and roll?
Yeah.
So schematically, we will switch with anyone besides Walker.
Okay.
And generally our fives. We'll do some stuff, like when we get to Vegas, we'll do some more switching. Mm-hmm. But with Walker, we want to pursue. We want to try to keep Walker at the rim.
Yeah.
You know, he's obviously a lead at that, so. Try to really emphasize our guards getting through and keep fighting to pursue and only like late switching, we call it veer, there at the very end and if we need to. But try to keep Walker towards the rim on the big, especially when the big is Zach Edey.
Yeah.
Speaking of like the last few minutes and overtime, like how beneficial is it to be able to evaluate guys in those high pressure situations?
It's huge. I mean, that's the benefit of summer league. Like, that's why I'm glad these guys are playing, and I'm sure that's why Will is glad these guys are playing, and Justin and Danny. Like, you don't get experiences like that anywhere but summer league in the summertime. Like, you're not getting that at a pickup game or in your individual workout. Like, that's the benefit of these guys playing. So it's great, and you know, it's a lot of fun to watch.
What is it that you want to see out of guys like Kenneth and Darius?
Kenny offensively is obviously a very, very good playmaker. I would have liked to play Kenny a little bit more, but I just liked Walker on Zach Edey. So there'd be opportunities when the other team has some smaller fives that we can put Kenny into more and really let him facilitate some of the offense, whether it's the high split stuff or post them up a little bit and get some of those post splits. But, you know, he'll play more tomorrow. He'll play a lot tomorrow. But that's kind of what I want to look for him. DB, defensively, like he thinks of himself as a defensive stopper, and you see, like, he has the intangibles to be an elite defender in the NBA. So for him, like, if he can set the tone defensively for us and then offensively try to get those extra possessions, like, he's a really good corner crasher. So I want him to even go more. Like, that's how you can really impact the game on the offensive side.
Speaking of tomorrow, do you know who's not playing tomorrow?
I don't yet. We're going to talk about it really quick with the medical staff right now. I would be surprised if those high-minute guys played. And you can read into that what you will based off the box score. But I don't know. We're going to talk about it right now.
What happened on that challenge?
The one we won?
Yeah. Did you override your bench?
Huh?
Did you override the bench?
Yeah, I just kind of let it rip. at that point, like, I looked at Walker. He felt good about it. I felt good about it when I watched it live. They weren't playing any replays, which was a little unfortunate. But at that point, like, I'm going to trust the guys. Like, Walker said he had a good play on the ball, so I still had it. I might as well go for it, and I'm glad we won it. But, the bench said it was a foul, but that's okay. I would have been okay if it was a foul, too. I would have, you know, owned it like I did the timeout at the end. Like, I just felt like I should have done it. So, but with that, I just am thinking about it would have been a lot of fun for Isaiah to finish with a dunk, but that's okay. We won. So,
how do you celebrate your first win?
Watch the film, create the edit for tomorrow, try to get a little sleep. So, but it'll be fun. We're right back at it tomorrow.
Rub it in Brad's face.
That was good. I mean, credit to our staff. Like, they were amazing helping me. Obviously, it's my first time being a head coach. They were really good. They all had kind of different roles that I wanted them to help me with during the game. So they helped me a ton. Like, they've been great this whole process, this last week, of getting the guys ready to play and communicating to me. And they have total freedom. Like, if they see something, if someone in the second row or guest coaches see something, like, say something. I don't care. Like, it's new for me too. Like, I definitely don't have, you know, an over-exaggerated amount of pride where I'm not going to listen. So, the staff helped me a ton tonight, and we'll watch the film and get ready to go tomorrow.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.